It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the Cougars, getting ready for BYU and West Virginia. And joining us now is assistant coach Cody Feger. And coach, before the season, I remember talking to you about the Big 12 and in the first year, and you brought up mental warfare. Has it been as mentally taxing as you thought it would be through the first month?
Yeah, through the first month, you know, I would say the biggest thing is you just look at every game and you're like, going through scouting reports with each team, and you're like, wow, like, you're just talking about each, you know, kid. You're like, well, this kid's really good. And then you get on to Houston, you're like, well, this guard's really good, right? You just kind of go back and forth, and you're like, there's no break, there's no breath. And this week has kind of been a little breath just because we didn't have a game on Tuesday. But yeah, it's a battle, man. You're just fighting for your life at all times.
Feels like it's a battle every single game, and West Virginia's been playing better basketball. I'm curious from a game plan perspective, how much did you put in prior to getting into the season, and how much tweaking and adjusting do you make on the fly as you watch the team preparing for the game?
I would say each game, you know, kind of offensively, we tweak a lot of different things that we're kind of looking for. Good thing about that is that we've gone against so many different changing defenses, so our guys pretty much right now have a good feel of what to look for. But kind of our offensive game plan, that changes a little bit with every single game we're playing, with how they guard ball screens, how they guard certain situations, and where we're trying to take advantage. And then defensively, you know, we're kind of still at our shell principles for the most part, and we'll just do different things here and there, changing up our defense. There hasn't been too many things that we've kind of added as the season's gone, just with, all right, where are these guys best? How can we take that away? Which part of our shell principles do we need to be great at this game? So we'll just make little adjustments here and there defensively, but we're just kind of sticking to the main things.
Has it been rewarding to see the vision that you and Coach Pope and the staff had for, you know, leaning into three-point shooting? But, you know, that offensive identity has worked and had success for this team to this point.
Yeah, for sure. That's been awesome. I mean, come on, our guys are playing so unselfish and playing so hard and playing for each other. I mean, that's what's really making this offense go. And it's been really rewarding to watch just our guys just battle night in, night out. And, you know, our three-point shooting has been really good. And, you know, Texas is like, we don't want to give up any threes. So we're able to score at the rim at a really high rate. So it's just been really rewarding and just seeing our guys battle and just take this head on. Every single, you know, thing we talk about offensively and defensively, they're just like, all right, let's do it. That's how we're going to win this game. And, you know, they take the mindset of the coaching staff out there.
Speaking of unselfish, I think a lot of BYU fans, Cougar Nation, has really latched on to the unselfish play of Ali Khalifa. Did you guys have any idea he would be this good when you brought him in?
We knew he was going to be a really good player. I was lucky actually to see him play. I was at Utah Valley at the time, and he was 16 years old, I want to say. Flew over to Australia and watched, you know, their NBA Academy team play, and then I saw him again in Atlanta. But we knew he was really good. We knew he could really pass, but we're just like, all right, is all this other stuff going to translate? And we didn't know how great his defensive IQ is. You know, that's where the thing, you're like, oh my gosh, you're like, we were a little worried about this and that, and we're like, well, his IQ makes up for everything on the floor, both offensively and defensively. So we weren't 100% sure exactly where it was going to translate, but, man, he's been incredible. And like you said, him being so unselfish, and like him and Dallin Hall are those lead guys making those plays for each other and their teammates, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Am I wrong in thinking Ali's passing ability has really rubbed off on Foose and just the big man? It just feels like Foose, as he's worked his way back from the hamstring, that passing ability is kind of wearing off on him a little bit.
No question. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, that's exactly what we kind of set it as a staff. We're like, okay, now watch. Foose is going to be able to start making these passes. Atiki's going to be able to start making these passes. And we're seeing it more and more every day in practice. So that's just been a huge part for their development. I mean, if we would just, you know, put on a Jokic game and have Foose and Atiki watch that, they would get absolutely nothing out of it. But having big fella right here and being able to see him do what he does, it's given our guys a ton of confidence.
On the point of Foose, how critical is it going forward, do you think, to have him back playing at the level he did against Texas, where there's a legitimate low post presence that maybe you hadn't had prior to his injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, right? I mean, being able to trust something that we can go inside and he's going to go, has a chance to go get a basket, having him have his confidence back right now has just been, it's been huge. You know, our whole team, our whole coaching staff believes that we throw him the ball, he's going to make a great play down there. And if they bring two guys to him, he's able to pass that thing out. And yeah, we wish we would have had this Foose, you know, obviously all year long, just with his confidence like he was the first six, seven games of the year.
Do you feel like this team's anywhere close to reaching its peak or the best product it can possibly be? Or is it still, is that still to be out there?
Yeah, I think that's still to be out there. You know, I feel like when we played in Europe this year, we're like, okay, we got a chance to be pretty good. And I don't feel like we're close to that peak yet. Like, I think our team's still gelling and still kind of figuring out this league a little bit. And I think when we get into the end of February, early March, I think we'll be in a really good spot.
Feels like Richie Saunders is taking his game to another level in conference play. Take us behind the scenes a little bit on his illness prior to the Texas game and then how he was able to have a little flu game moment, hits that back-breaking three-pointer. He's been awesome in conference play.
Yeah, I mean, Richie is a definition of relentless. Like, that dude is all day, every day. Whatever you ask of him, he's going to do that to the best ability. Like, Richie, if you make this play, you're going to be an all-league guy. And he will do it to the best of his ability every single time. You know, he wants to shoot every morning. He wants to work on, let's say his closeouts have not been great. Well, he wants to spend every single moment after practice working on his closeouts. But having him and just the energy he brings and everything he does for this team has just been, it's the, you know, there's nothing compares to it, what he does for this team and this program right now.
You bring up relentless. I always think of, you know, Mark Pope's introductory press conference was saying that, and I always, for some reason, go to Pope probably staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning. Is that still a thing for you guys where you're, like, these Big 12 scouting reports, I got to imagine, are difficult and time-consuming? What's kind of the day in the life as a Big 12 assistant coach for you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's very similar to what it's always been, because you want to win every game and you're going to turn every stone to have that possibility and chance. And yeah, it's very similar to WCC. And, you know, we want to win every game. We want to make Cougar Nation proud and we want to win.
And just to follow up on that, how meaningful does it going into February where games matter so much? I mean, last year was kind of an understanding of it's a little bit of a transition year. Everything was so new coming together on short notice. But you guys are in a spot where you got everything in front of you.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we're 3-4 right now, and we feel like there's plenty of opportunities for us to go take it right now, for us to take as many wins as we can. We know it's going to be a stinking fight every single game, which is, come on, man, there's nothing better than that. Our guys are all excited about it. As a staff, we can't, that's all we talk about is like, man, we got everything right in front of us. Let's go play our best right now. Let's go play for each other. Let's keep so much joy in the gym right now, because this should be so much fun for our team, our staff, our fans, everybody. We're really excited about this next third of the season here.
A few more moments with Cody Feger here, Cougar Sports Saturday, getting you ready for BYU in West Virginia. I think we all knew, you guys probably better than fans and anyone else, just how great this league has been for so long. But now that you've been in it for a while, you've made a couple trips on the road. Like, what are some things that maybe you didn't anticipate about this league that now that you're a part of it, you're like, wow, we weren't really ready for this, or this has surprised us? What are a few of those takeaways from being in the Big 12 now?
I mean, we did so much research this past summer and the last year or so of just like every little part of it, to tell you the truth. I guess the one thing that I was a little surprised with was how great the fans were at UCF. Like, that stadium was absolute packed, and that was such a great venue and so much fun. Obviously, we won, so that helped a little bit. But I would say, yeah, we just, like I said, we kind of planned everything. We're like, all right, how are these teams playing? How are they guarding? How are they scoring offensively? We looked at every single possibility of what we thought could happen. And then we've played really good venues, right? BYU is, come on, a storied program that's played a lot of great teams. You know, playing Gonzaga, St. Mary's, all that stuff every year. And I would say, looking at the height and length of everybody, you know, we played at Houston 4 years ago. There's nothing really that was surprising. I guess what kind of caught me a little off guard, I guess, is that we play completely different than everybody else in the league. And I knew there was going to be some of that, but just how drastic the change is. And all these coaches that we're playing against, they're bringing it up to us. They're like, man, you guys just played different than everybody. And I guess there's the biggest kind of thing that I wasn't sure. Now, no other Big 12 teams shot 42 threes in a game or whatever, so they can just try to bully you at the rim. So we don't have that.
It's a unique league, and it's in the next challenge is facing an 8-win team in February, and you'd say that on the surface and say, well, that should be a, you know, weaker opponent. But this is a team that took down Kansas. They took down Cincinnati this week. Just some of your thoughts on West Virginia, as they seem like they're now fully healthy.
Yeah, they've had some injuries off and on all year long. They got a really talented group, 1 through 15. These players have been highly recruited, and a lot of guys that we've recruited in the past. Kirk Chris is somebody we spent a ton of time recruiting. And, you know, Jesse Edwards, we tried to get in the mix with him this past offseason. They got some really talented players, and they're starting to kind of figure that out. You know, they had that Raekwon Battle that was out for the first, you know, 8-9 games of the year because of transfer rules. But this is a heck of a team, and I think they're just hitting their stride right now. We got to come ready to go to this game.
Real quick, just last thing for you, Coach, logistically, will you guys travel back to Provo after Morgantown, or are you just going to go straight to Oklahoma afterwards?
Great question. I just found that out today that we're staying there. We're staying there. We're going to, I think, stay in West Virginia until Sunday afternoon. Then we're traveling to Oklahoma. So I think we got two trips like this year. We're staying with Kansas State. They're right there. And then this trip, we're gonna stay out there in a 5-game swing. So we gotta bring a couple outfits this trip.
Well, best of luck, Coach, and looking forward to the game. And we'll catch up down the road.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
They better have their luggage, this BYU team, because they are going to be on the road a lot over the next few days. BYU, West Virginia, here on KSL, coming up at 4 o'clock. Appreciate Cody Feger spending some time with us. Taking a break, we'll break down this game in greater detail and also talk some BYU football as well. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.